Module 10 Share Office Procedure Guide. Once you have completed the binder, you must share it with the rest of the office. At this point, communication is essential. Without the buy-in of key stakeholders, the procedure guide will not be a tool that gets much use. Getting feedback from executives and employees alike will ensure that your guide is effective and applicable to the needs of your audience. Give guide to boss or executive to review. The procedure guide needs to be reviewed by your boss or the executive in charge of your department before it is implemented. Superiors will be able to identify any gaps in information that need to be filled. Review any notes that your boss makes and add the changes before returning the guide to the supervisor. Complete this process as many times as necessary until you are both satisfied with the result. After the guide has been reviewed, it is time to inform other members of the personnel. Inform office personnel of procedure guide. The guide should be an essential tool used by the office personnel. You need to introduce the guide to everyone it can benefit. This requires more than a quick announcement in a meeting. There are different ways to introduce the procedure guide, and you may use more than one. Methods of introduction: email announcement, meeting, presentations, one-on-ones. Regardless of the method of communication that you choose, make sure to tailor the communication to meet the needs of your audience. Place guide in a visible area. Once the guide is introduced, you must display it carefully. The guide needs to be placed in an area that is visible to all employees who will use it. The setting of the workplace will determine the best location for the placement of your guide. If there is a common area for materials, place the guide in a prominent location in the area. You may also display it on your desk with the understanding that people may use it. Regardless of which location you choose, it is important that the guide be easily accessible. Allow office personnel to express improvements or updates if needed. Never underestimate the importance of feedback. The people who use the guide are the best ones to listen to when it comes to making improvements and updating the information. Do not simply wait for people to share their views. Provide employees with different opportunities to communicate with you. For example, discuss the binder at weekly meetings. Provide surveys. Bring it up in one-on-ones. Depending on the organization of the company, you may choose to allow employees to update the binder on their own. Case study. Brad completed the binder and reviewed it with his boss before displaying it in the break room. He expected to be inundated with questions and comments, but no one seemed to notice the new procedures manual. He brought it up in a meeting and discovered that most of his peers had no idea that the binder even existed.